Northfield City Administrator Ben Martig. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet.
You had a City Council work session last night. The meeting last week was, I guess, delayed or put off or canceled altogether because of the caucuses. So tonight you have the regularly scheduled work session. Let's just kind of go down the list here and talk about some of the things that were discussed last night. First of all, you got a presentation from new NAFR's Fire Chief Tom Nelson. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Tom Nelson came in. He's our new interim fire chief for the NAFR's Joint Powers organization. Longtime fire chief Gary Fronick, I think as people know, retired on January 18th. And Tom Nelson is also no stranger to the department. He's been a paid on-call firefighter for 33 years. He actually lived at the fire hall for his first 3 years, so he knows the building and organization there very well. He's been assistant chief for the past 20 years. So Tom came in and gave an initial kind of introduction of himself to the city council, as obviously Northfield's a major partner in this entity. And as part of the transitioning that went underway, NAFRS did a organization review project where they did a study taking a look at kind of the operations. It was partly a succession plan with the new chief on how do we fill the new chief role, what maybe are some issues that are areas to focus on for the board governance side of things as well as operations. Pretty large report that Tom kind of started to go through and talk about related to transitioning in with the organization. So he's going to be in that role for up to 12 months starting in January 18th. And so he talked about some of those organizational changes that he's already kicking off within NAFRS.
Have you started looking for another chief yet, or at what point do you do that?
Yeah, that's part of the study. One of the areas that's been in particular debate and discussion amongst the board, this is the third study since I've been here in 2016 that's looked at various aspects of the chief position specifically. And a little bit of the focus areas of discussion and debate, I guess, are around, do we need a full-time chief? If we got into that kind of point in our organization that we need somebody really there that to take on that role. I mean, even Tom himself, he's the director of broadcast and engineering and facilities at NPR Radio. So he's got a big day job on top of being the interim chief and taking on all those duties. So that's part of the discussion. So part of it is, what are the duties, creating a job description? So we've got a draft of that. So they have committees working on that. That's part of Tom's role to help facilitate through that process to determine that. The board's going to be having a strategic planning retreat here coming up to prioritize, but filling it permanently is definitely on the list and was part of the study.
All right. City Administrator Ben Martig joining us once again. Is Northfield getting a splash pad? We have a splash pad. That's more difficult than you would think to say. A splash pad project.
Yeah.
Going on that was talked about last night. I'm presuming that's something by the pool. It's going to be happening involving water fun.
It could be by a pool. It might not be. And,
okay.
You know, with my kids being older now, this has really been a growing phenomenon at communities. And we had two community volunteers that have been working on this since 2018. So they came in and talked a little bit. Andrea and Adam came in and gave a talk about that. Zero depth water park basically is what it is. So there's no, you know, there's not like a pool. It's not a big, large pool, a body of water, but it engages people of all ages and abilities. That's really one of the primary interests in that. It has a bunch of different features. So that, like, think of some of these zero depth pools that have like where you maybe are in a few feet of water. These actually maybe just have just barely any. So it's like having large spray structures. It's really something that's growing in municipal parks. So what they're looking at for this one, so think of like cement and it's kind of wet, and then you might even have little things like little rivers that kids can play in and things like that. But they initially were looking at the pool. There's a few primary things they talked about being important for a splash pad. One, shade. Two, bathrooms. You have to have bathroom facilities. And then having some parking availability because it draws well beyond a neighborhood. So this is definitely a destination type park. So if we can find a location that fits those, and they thought the pool would be a nice complement. Interesting, though, the systems itself to do the treatment would not integrate directly in with like the existing pool systems and mechanical systems. It would really be something unique and standalone. certainly that site is one that logically makes sense, but there could be other ones. But when they looked at our community, they're working kind of like preliminarily with a consultant. They're looking at about 3,000 square feet. Some communities haven't reused the water, and they thought that was important for Northfield to recommend that we would have a system that would have a recycling of the water, which would put a requirement of the bathroom in place, as well as you're going to have to be treating the water as well. But, you know, in this day and age, water is still a scarce resource that we have. I think we're benefiting in Minnesota by the plentiful water supply we have, but we know that's an ongoing challenge, I think, that we'll have. But they're looking at the project cost. Could be somewhere between $500,000, maybe up to $1.5 million. Their preliminary estimate's about $500,000. They have a group of Northfield Splash Pad friends who have wanted to kind of start to bring more community awareness to this, as they've kind of got some concepts. They realize there are details to work out, but they really kind of wanted to start to do some fundraising with it, knowing that the city's going to be kicking off a large overall park review to get prioritization and review and feedback from the community. But I think the council was excited and welcomed their energy and ideas with this, and gave them a green light on starting some fundraising with that, and at the same time knowing we're going to have a lot more review of this idea and others related to our parks process that will be coming back to the council in March.
You had something come back to the council last night. It was TIF financing for the Craywood apartments, that development there. We haven't heard from anyone on that in a couple of months, a few months. It's been, I guess, out of the news, but back in it now. Tell us about the presentation that you received last night, and what's going on with the tax increment financing.
Yeah, this is very specific to the overall Craywood development. This is the specific apartment building part of the project. So this financial assistance they're looking for only relates to that part of the project. It wouldn't include the townhome part, wouldn't include the single-family homes that are being proposed. And it's really kind of focused on requesting some financial assistance for that 106-unit apartment complex. It have 41 two-bedroom units, 41 bedroom units, and 25 studio units. The eligibility for having this incentive comes from the state of Minnesota that would mandate a minimum affordability requirement of 40% of the units having to be at 60% of the average median income for our area, for Northfield. And so basically, different from private market going out, this would guarantee for the life of the financial assistance that there'd have be that affordability, and it would, you know, change over time. The project, as people might know, construction costs are continuing to go up. So as they've done the work, they're now looking at a $20 million investment just on this apartment portion of the project itself. And they're requesting the full 26-year maximum to receive this affordability assistance for that. Over that life of that, it would be a maximum of $2.4 million. So basically what it would do is it would capture the new tax value of this apartment building, help pay some of the development costs for that. And as part of that, the city gets guarantee of these units being affordable over time. It's verified annually. And then additionally, there might be other criteria that are in there. So they're proposing underground parking. It's not part of our code requirement. It's got aesthetic, you know, visual material, brick combination that wouldn't be normally required. They got a playground built into it that isn't normally part of our requirements for that. And the new sustainable design standards that we have. So it will meet certification of new sustainable building design standards that we wouldn't typically have on a project like this. Those do add costs and guarantee it over time. There is zero risk to the city related to the tax increment financing assistance. So if something were to happen and they didn't pay their taxes and it became financially unstable, they basically are kind of getting a rebate check. It's kind of money in, money out. So the city would have no financial risk as part of it. But it is an investment, and the council would have to determine that if not for the assistance, this project wouldn't go forward. We hire a consultant to do the analysis. They dig apart their financials. They look at comparable costs in other communities. They look at a reasonable return on investment or not related to the investors. And they've really peeled this apart in detail and determined that the project's viable, but it's tight. It's extremely tight. And with these costs going up, too, they're actually showing a loss annually. for a number of years, but they're looking at the long term, that they'd have an asset to eventually sell over the long term is what they're banking on, I guess. And so there is still a substantial risk of the investor with this, but I think with our analysis, it certainly meets that but-for test that the council would be considering as part of this project next week.
Now, I understand, was it a representative of the developer or that said, hey, we need the okay on this now, or the costs are going to go up and we won't be able to do it at all?
This is a complicated project, I guess, by all the moving parts on this, and they did some voluntary work early on to engage with the community that went well beyond our normal processes. So it's been a long process. It's been a very thorough one. There's been a lot of due diligence with it. But there are a series of approvals. So we still have two other actions besides consideration of this TIF left on the overall project. We have a final plat approval, and then tied to the final plat, the requirements of like building the infrastructure and all of that with it. But so that's planning on coming in March. So there was some discussion about, you know, could those have been packaged together potentially? There are two distinct things, and the developer did indicate that they're continuing to have concerns, with the cost going up of construction and materials, and they want to get the building plans going too, because to get construction documents take quite a while, and they want to really get going with this project this year still. So okay. Time is of the essence. It is coming back next week for the city council for another consideration on this long project we've been talking about.
Okay, let's move on to the EDA. They gave their annual update yesterday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Nate Carlson was in. He's our economic development coordinator for the city, and our economic development authority under state law is the city council has authorized is really our lead entity to do economic development for our community. And our local EDA is very active. They have a loan program that they use. Our staff, Nate, was a staff person assisting on the tax increment financing with this housing project. So workforce housing is important things that they work on, too, through the staffing that we have. We have micro-grant programs to help downtown facades. And then we also seek outside funding support for, state programs, federal programs that we might be able to bring in dollars to help our local business community. So we did make some changes this last year. Nate talked about that. Our Northfield Enterprise Center, we made some changes with some staff changes that we had. We're now working with the Metropolitan Consortium of Community Developers. So out of kind of Dakota County, we get a whole bunch of more resources related to coaching, multilingual, different languages, and meeting some of our socioeconomic goals of diversity and trying to get businesses going. So he talked about our annual operating expenses, total budgets, about a little over $300,000 that they have to operate that. And we're also, with the council's approval, we've been out looking for a new assistant to help us with the economic development efforts. That closed recently, so we'll be reviewing applicants with that. But continuing to work on commercial industrial tax base growth, the council's really been pushing that issue. So the council expressed some interest to not only have the EDA work on some of those strategies, but maybe the council coming up on that. Continuing to help with the Riverfront Enhancement Program. We still need to circle back to on our pandemic recovery efforts under the federal ARPA funds. We have a committee structure set up, but we haven't actually met on that. And we've used some funds for some city needs, but we're looking also at how we can help the community respond to with the recovery out of the pandemic. So a lot on the plate of the EDA and more than one person, so we're looking to help somebody else come in to move things forward.
All right. Well, we wish you the best with that. Hopefully we'll find a good qualified person. Ben, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right.
Certainly appreciate it, and we will talk to you once again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield City Administrator Ben Martig. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, streaming online, kymnradio.net. Local news coming up in 2 minutes with Rich. MNN is next.